Hey Disco Kids!
The four of the young leaders went to Burnett Field to do some javelin throwing with the year ones.
That includes me. It was a great morning and I'm so happy I got chosen.
PGD was a big success. Everyone looked brilliant in their pyjamas.
I had a onesie on and Millie was wearing owl PJs, LOL.
Now we're going to say people's names properly.
Is it Geordie or is it Geordie? It's Geordie.
So say it.
Is it Mrs. Davis or Mrs. Davies? It's Mrs. Davis.
So say it.
Is it Mrs. Ovington or Mrs. Ovington? It's Mrs. Ovington.
So say it.
Is it Aaron or Aaron? It's Aaron.
So say it.
Is it Bethany Witherford or Bethany Witherford? It's Bethany Witherford.
So say it. Mrs. Henderson is the worst offender in the school. She mixes Mr. Patson and Mr. Temple's names up. Then they get all confused.
Is it Niall or is it Neil? It's Niall.
So say it.
Is it Kieran or is it Kieran? It's Kieran.
So say it.
Most of the songs this week are made by the children of this school.
Or sang by the children of this school.
That's all for today, Disco
Bye.
Kids.
Bye, Disco Kids.
Bye. Here's fact of the week before we go. Did you know hamburgers can see the future? Linda is off, by the way.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey peeps, this is Lucy here. My special guest is Dun Dun Dun. I am going to reveal it at the end of the show. I am going to talk about the Olympics.
The Olympics Games have come to be regarded as the world's foremost sports competition, where more than 200 nations participate. The Games are
currently held every 2 years,
with Summer and Winter Olympic Games alternating, although they come every 4 years within their respective seasonal games. Originally, the ancient Olympic Games were held in Olympia,
Greece, from the 8th century BC to the 4th century AD.
Body of the Olympic
Mr. Patterson would like me to talk to you about medals. There are 34 bronze medals and 2 silver. Keep trying and get some more. That's all about medals. Could I do a shout out to Martine? I want someone to write me a good Olympic poem. Here is an example. Hit it, special guest.
You feel the sweat pour down your face. You're trying to win a place. I run as fast as I can. I don't have a plan. We need so much more time. All this sweat is like a glass of lime. I compete in lots of races. Look at all those little faces. There's my fans. Cheer me on. They all hope I become number one. As I was running the race, I tripped over my shoelace. As I got back up on my feet, I felt the raging heat.
Okay, maybe you've found out who my special guest is. But it was Abby. My song is Spice Girls. That's all from us. Bye.
Hello, it's the Adam Arbery Show. Coming live to you from Tanfield.
Hi guys, it's Adam and Droop here, and we're going to tell you the Euro 2012 scores. On Monday, England drew 1-1 with France, and Ukraine versus Sweden finished 2-1 to Ukraine.
On Tuesday, Greece lost 2-1 against Czech Republic, and Poland drew 1-1 with Russia.
On Wednesday, Holland lost 2-0 against Germany, and Portugal won 3-1 against Denmark.
And yesterday, Italy against Korea finished 1-1 and Spain knocked out Republic of Ireland 4-0.
Tonight, England take on Sweden while Ukraine take on France. That's all from us. Next up
is Rose.
By the way, you can email us at tanfieldradio@gmail.com.
But first is the Amy Harvey Show.
My name is Amy Holly. My name is Drew.
My name is Hannah.
Drew.
My name is Hannah.
My name is Amy Holly. My name is Drew.
Guys, it's Rose, and me and Alyssa and Emma have made a new version of Adele, Someone Like You, and I will play it to you later. Alyssa is on holiday, so she will not be here today. Me and Emma were singing, and Alyssa is playing guitar. Do you want to know how to make some fake snots? Well, here it is. Put the flour and salt into the bowl and gradually mix in the oil. Mix in enough water to make it a slimy paste and enough paint to make a snot green colour. You want you want to put some of the green slime in a tissue and hold it on your hand. Pretend to sneeze into the tissue and then open it. Bye-bye for now.
It's just me, Rachel, with my special guest, Rebecca, and today we will be talking about Olympic events.
Oh, yes, we are, Rachel. Now it's time for our first Olympic event, and it's gymnastics.
Gymnastics is like doing cartwheels or something, but here is our next one, football. Now let's go back to Rebecca.
Well, it's not a girly sport, but it will do anyway. Here is the final Olympic event. It is tennis, but each, me and Rachel, are going to tell you a fact.
It is that women could not compete in the Olympics many years ago because all they got to do was paint and do poetry. The song we are going to put on is
Jessie J. Price tag now from the both of us.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, Hello, Disco Kids. My name is Hannah and today I'm going to talk about animals. I think animals are so amazing. My friend Danae is crazy about animals, especially dogs and puppies. Another thing about animals is that you can stroke them really well and you can just put them on your lap and relax. Last week I asked 10 people what is their favourite. Most people said their favourite animal is dogs and puppies, but I agree anyway. Brooke said that animals are so cute and snuggly, and I agree too. I think animals are amazing. Oh, they're just so cute to think about, especially the puppies that have just been born. Anyway, I must dash. I won't want to miss my privilege time. Anyway, bye! Oh,
hello, it's the Anemometry Show. We're coming live to you from Tanfield.
Hi guys, Adam here, back on the air to tell you that there are 34 bronze Olympians and four silvers. And in sport, Roger Federer has been knocked out of the French Open by Rafael Nadal. And England take on Sweden tonight. The odds are 2-3 for England to win at William Hill. And lastly, Denver Bart is set to leave Newcastle over the summer. Alan Pardew said yesterday on BBC, he's not sure what is happening about him. Next up, Shannon Joe with Lucy and Abby. But first, Ollie Murr's Dance With Me Tonight. Bye, see you next week.
Peeps, my special guest is Lucy Heron. I'm talking to you all a little tale about the weather this morning. This morning when I was walking to school, there was a massive puddle. And do you know what happened? A car came along, and the next thing I knew I was soaked to the skin. I was actually crying with the shock because it was like a waterfall over the top of my head.
That's her little tale over. By the way, this actually happened. I will be doing the radio with Shannon Joe forever. Please remember you can now email us on tanfieldradio@gmail.com.
Beep, 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 beep. Let's hang up.
Yes. The song is
McFly, All About You. Bye.